Hello once again, I'm Andy. I'm still battling a cold, but battle we must, as the Rating Room presents The Wrestling Room.
The Rating Room.
Now, today's episode, we're going to go back to 1991 and the WrestleMania debut of the Phenom, The Undertaker. Now, WrestleMania 7, as this was, took place on the 24th of March 1991 in the Los Angeles Sports Arena. The reported attendance that night, 16,158, but the original plan was to hold this event in the 100,000-seat capacity Los Angeles Memorial Stadium. However, the event was moved as a result of poor ticket sales. Although, in storyline, the reason given was that it was moved due to security concerns. In the main event, WWF champion Sergeant Slaughter fought Hulk Hogan. Now, Sergeant Slaughter at the time was portraying an Iraqi sympathizer, and the Gulf War was still very fresh in the memory, so that's the storyline reason they gave. But I think, actually, poor ticket sales was the real reason, so they had to move it to a smaller building. Now, the match we're going to discuss today is nothing but a glorified squash match, really, but it's significant in hindsight as this is the very first match of the infamous undefeated streak, which would see The Undertaker win all of his first 21 WrestleMania matches. The streak would finally, and shockingly, come to an end at WrestleMania 30 against Brock Lesnar. Now, a bit of a fun fact about WrestleMania 7, another show jam-packed with celebrities either involved in the show or sitting in the crowd enjoying themselves. Notable faces you'll have seen on camera include Willie Nelson, Macaulay Culkin, Chuck Norris, Donald Trump, Henry Winkler, Lou Ferrigno, and many, many others. Now, the card itself was packed with matches. They included The Rockers, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty defeated The Barbarian and Haku, Texas Tornado beat Dino Bravo, the British Bulldog pinned the Warlord, the Nasty Boys, Nobbs and Sags, defeated the Hart Foundation, Bret Hart and Jim Neidhart, to become the new tag team champions. Jake the Snake Roberts defeated the model, Rick Martel, in a blindfold match. Then we get onto the match that we're about to discuss, but following that we had the Ultimate Warrior beating Macho King Randy Savage in a retirement match. Tenryu and Kato defeated Demolition, Smash and Crush. The Big Boss Man defeated the Intercontinental Champion Mr. Perfect by disqualification, but you can't win the title on a disqualification, so Mr. Perfect kept the title. Earthquake defeated Greg the Hammer Valentine. The Legion of Doom, Hawk and Animal, defeated Power and Glory, which is the team of Paul Roma and Hercules. Virgil defeated the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase by countout. The Mountie pinned Tito Santana, and finally Hulk Hogan defeated Sergeant Slaughter in the main event to become the new WWF champion. But let's get on to the match itself. Undertaker versus Superfly Jimmy Snuka. Now, as we come back from a backstage interview, Jimmy Snuka is already in the ring. That really tells you all you need to know. He's not really getting any sort of fanfare for his entrance. He's just there. He's waiting for his opponent. The gong sounds, and Paul Bearer leads the Undertaker to the ring. He's wearing his classic Undertaker outfit. This is pre-tattoos. He's wearing the grey rubber gloves, looking very, very ominous as he slowly walks down to the ring. Now, as he comes to the ring, we see a lot of crowd shots of kids looking really scared and concerned, and that's quite a theme of the Undertaker's early days in the WWF. He would scare the little ones with his ominous presence. Now, as the bell rings, Undertaker attacks from behind. Very slow pace, he's hitting kicks and thrusts and punches, and then hits one of his beautiful flying clotheslines. He also gets Snuka with a suplex from outside back into the ring, but then misses an elbow drop, and Snuka can finally get a bit of offense in as he comes back with some chops and headbutts, but misses a flying crossbody and falls to the floor. He tries to springboard back in, but the Undertaker catches him in midair. Bit of a fumble, but then Taker lifts him up for the Tombstone Piledriver. 1, 2, 3, and it's over. Very, very quick match and a dominant victory for The Undertaker. Now, in terms of ratings, as mentioned before, we're going to be looking at Dave Meltzer's star ratings from the Wrestling Observer and Cage Match. Now, Dave Meltzer only gave this a 1-star rating, and I guess the lack of action, the shortness of the match probably contributed to that. And in fact, Cage Match say this is not eligible because they only rate matches that are 5 minutes or longer, and this was only 4 minutes and something. For me, it's a 3 out of 10. It's a nothing match, but it's very historically significant. So I thought it was worth a small conversation, but going all the way back to 1991 to see The Undertaker's first victory, kind of where it all started, was quite an interesting look back for me. But 3 out of 10. And that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll have more matches coming for you soon, right here on The Wrestling Room. The Wrestling Room.